With protests shining a light on deeply rooted racial inequities, school leaders are being asked to be on the lookout for racial trauma when students return to class. A number of superintendents say they want emotional and cultural safety to be priorities. Chantel Jackson is a licensed clinical professional counselor who works with people experiencing racial trauma. It's a form of race-based stress in reaction to discrimination. Jackson says symptoms include students not acting like themselves or not reaching their academic ability. Jackson says schools should have a system in place to allow students to report discrimination.
All too often, those things are ignored or dismissed. I think teachers can do their best to, when those things are reported to them, to act and do something about it.
Jackson says this issue can be difficult, especially for students of color in predominantly white schools. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.